Hello, I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and you come to me for hard facts. The world keeps turning, and you're trying to keep up.
The fight against coronavirus has the Oxford.
But there's so much noise drowning out the news. Talking heads, broadcast messages, press releases. They're telling you their side, but you just want the facts. And that's why you come to me. I give you the statistics without spin. Out of 116 million working age Nigerians, 35.5 million are employed full time. That's 30%. I give you the context.
I give you the history.
I fight fake news with facts.
Kayode.
Let me talk.
No, Kayode, I will let you talk. Kayode. Kayode, I will let you talk if you let me talk. Kayode.
That's why more and more Lagosians are tuning in.
Half a million Lagosians.
720,000.
970,000 of you.
They know that if you give me your afternoon, I will give you hard facts.
Well done, Sandra, all you do, going beyond the headlines and focus on the facts.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
Hard fact of the day, Lagos. I got a call from Ade Lawrence. Ade Lawrence said to me, Sandra, I'm calling not to complain, but to get the government to do something about Awoyaya. So he told me that he was allegedly illegally extorted by task force set up around the area for driving one way. But he didn't drive one way, according to him. He's saying that the roads do not have a demarcation, so there's no way to tell which is one way and which isn't, especially because the road is bad. So it's a very grey area, grey enough for people to take advantage of the situation and extort citizens. So he claims that he was arrested and he was extorted of 50,000 naira alongside a number of other Lagosians who were on that axis of the road. So we're going to take a look at that story some more on a different day. But I just wanted to say real quick that that's the report I got. And I know that the Lagos State Government listens to this show. So Biko, get involved in that situation. Find out what's going on. Second hard fact of the day, 318 new confirmed COVID cases over the weekend. It's 10 fewer cases than last weekend. But, it's also more daily cases than during the week. So on every day this weekend, we had more than 100 cases. So that's more than we had during the week, right? So COVID is still out there. Don't get caught slipping up. Keep your guard up. Limit your movement to the essential things. Wear a mask when you do have to go out. Keep your distance from people as much as possible. And wash your hands and sanitize your hands. Third hard fact of the day, 127,885 Lagosians have been vaccinated, according to the State Ministry of Health. Now, here's the latest Lagos COVID vaccine league table. Etiosa is finally number one again with 12,313 people vaccinated. Second is Ikeja with 12,135 people vaccinated. Lagos mainland is third with 11,791 people vaccinated. Every other local government is below 10,000. So if you live in those local government areas and you meet the criteria, you need to go and register online. You need to go and get vaccinated. I'm going to be giving you more information about vaccinations throughout the show, but that's not the only reason to listen to Hard Facts. I have a show full of insights, full of context for the day's biggest story. So we're going to start with the big weekend. Let's talk about Lagos State Government saying that there's no corruption in the vaccine rollout. And then let's talk about the NNPC saying that it cannot keep paying to keep the pump price down. And then let's talk about Governor Wike giving musicians tens of millions for performing at Burna Boy's homecoming. Then we'll talk about resident doctors planning to go on strike. Today's Monday, so Chukwudi Ezugu will be here with Checkpoint for you. And on today's big hard fact, we'll talk about COVID vaccines. Dr. Onyema Obuagu will join us again. He's the scientist from Yale University who worked on the clinical trials for the Pfizer vaccine. And he's coming to help set the record straight about all the vaccines available right now. So none of that dem say anymore, right? None of those broadcasts messages on WhatsApp anymore. Come on, listen to the expert and ask the expert your questions and get the right answers. 5 o'clock, that's when that conversation will happen. News updates are coming your way at the top of every hour. You need to listen to every minute, by the way, if you want to win on today's Just a Minute. But let's get started with the big weekend. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, Lagos, and these are your hard facts.
The big weekend.
The vaccination process in Lagos. How would you rate the vaccination process in Lagos? Has the NNPC been transparent about petrol importation and subsidy? Should Governor Wike have given 10 million naira to each performer at the Burner Boy homecoming? And why has the government not met resident doctors' demands since last year? It was a big weekend, Lagos. Let's talk about it, starting with the COVID vaccine rollout. So you've heard the allegations that medical workers at some health centres were selling the vaccines. I'm sure you've heard that by now. Akin Abayomi, the health commissioner, has said that it's simply not true. He said, quote, COVID-19 vaccination protocols were strictly monitored to ensure accountability of every unit of the vaccine received by the state. It is difficult and near impossible for any unit of the vaccine to be sold without being detected. This is why vaccinators are mandated to return every unit vaccine vial after use to us for proper audit. We then destroy the vial ourselves after a proper audit has been taken and every vial accounted for, end quote. Now, you know that I got vaccinated last week. And what I saw when I was getting vaccinated, for each dose of the vaccine, there was a card and a sticker with a QR code. So before they vaccinate you, they write all your information on the card. They also enter it into an app. They use the app to take your picture. They capture the QR code on the app. So now your data is connected to the QR code, which they now stick on your card. So what the commissioner is saying is they know how many vaccines each health center got, and they expect that every dose of vaccine that the health center does not return, there has to be an online record for the recipient. Some commentators are saying that this doesn't address the issue of buying vaccines, though. So, for example, let's say that I was not a press person. Let's say that I'm a banker. But I want the vaccine. These observers are saying that I could bribe the staff. They would still fill the card for me, but they'll call me a doctor, or they'll call me a journalist, or they'll call me a teacher, and then they'll upload the data on the app, and then they'll give me the vaccine. The government's records will show that the vaccine is accounted for, but it won't detect that somebody has fraudulently been given a vaccine. Now, this is a good time to point out who and who is eligible for the vaccine right now. So the people who are eligible right now for these vaccines are, number one, health workers. Number two, strategic leaders. Number three, Lagos COVID response team. Number four, ports of entry staff. So air, land, sea, ports of entry staff. Military, police, and other security personnel are number five. Number six, judicial officers. Number seven, laboratory network staff. Number eight, petrol station workers. Number nine, teachers. Number 10, the press and other frontline workers. And then number 11, persons at high risk of contracting COVID-19, like people who are older than 70 and those who have some illness. So if you belong to one of these categories, here's what you need to do. First of all, you now have to pre-register online at nphcdaict.com.ng. nphcdaict.com.ng or vaccination.gov.ng. These are the two places you can go to register. While you're there, you need to book a vaccination day and time. Now, they're saying that you should pick a date that is 48 hours in advance. And you can choose either 8 a.m., 10 a.m., or noon. And then choose your preferred vaccination center. Now, remember that there are 88 centers to choose from in Lagos. And that's it. What they are saying is that from now on, you shouldn't come to a center if you have not pre-registered online. That way, they can reduce the crowds at the centers. So if you are in these categories that I've mentioned, and you haven't pre-registered online, and it's not the day and the center that you pre-registered for, you have no business being at that center. Do you think that could work? Have you been vaccinated? Have you seen any magu-magu happen at the center where you were vaccinated? The only thing I noted for when I was vaccinated was when it got to my turn. So I tried to get, it worked out on my third try. On my second try, when it got to my turn, I was in front of the desk. When it got to my turn, they told me that the cards were finished. So there were still vaccines, so like 30 vials of vaccines left, but no cards. And so the people who came to get vaccinated were angry about that. Now, how is that possible? That they're not supposed to release vaccines and not release enough cards. If you have 100 vials, you should have 100 cards. So how can you still have 30 vials left and you have no cards? And because of that, I couldn't get vaccinated the second time I tried to get vaccinated. So that's what I noticed at my center. Perhaps you noticed a different thing. And what do you think about Akin Abayomi's claim that it's almost impossible to bribe your way to a vaccine at the health centers? What do you think about this pre-registration process? 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. You can also share your thoughts via WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. 080-959-75805. Have you tried to get vaccinated? What have you noticed where you went to? We've got Bahomi on the line. Hello, Bahomi in Ikeja. Good to have you on the show.
Okay, hello, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Okay, I got vaccinated today.
Oh, great. What happened where you went to?
I went to General Hospital in Ajeromi.
Okay.
That's in Ajegunle.
Okay.
And there was nobody there.
Okay.
I think I went there last week for something, because I'm a health worker. So
okay.
I went there for something last week, and I found out that there was no crowd there. So, and they told me immediately to sit down and receive it. But there's a friend of mine I wanted to go with. So today, I just took him along and we just took the vaccine immediately. After taking our vaccine, there was nobody else to receive vaccine. So when I hear that people are certain areas, I can understand maybe the kind of people that live there and their mentality and everything. Because if you go to, even in Ijede, there's another general hospital in Ijede. I was there last week. There were about 7 people were there to receive vaccine. And they told me also, I actually went up to them and said, can I receive this vaccine right now? They said, go and sit down and to get to your turn. So it's about people's attitude to certain places. So in that Ajegunle, if you go there now, even if you're not a health worker, you may. I think there's a 95% chance that you're going to receive your vaccine, because there's nobody receiving vaccine there. I just walked in there, I received vaccine, and there's nothing wrong with me. In fact, I'm not feeling anyhow. You understand? I'm not feeling anyhow.
And this happened to you today, huh?
Just today, yes, today. Oh. And a friend of mine also took it today.
Okay.
Nothing.
Okay.
We are all good.
Bahomi, thank you very much for calling. Shola is a first-time caller from Ikeja as well. Shola, how are you? Welcome.
I'm very well, thank you, Sandra.
Welcome. Good, welcome.
Thank you. I had my vaccination last week Wednesday at Ifakwa, the local government, the primary healthcare center.
Okay.
And I was really impressed. They were professional. There were 3 service points, so they had one for the elderly, and one for the health workers, and then one for others.
Okay.
And they kept on educating us about the fact that we had to ask them before taking the vaccination.
You had to what?
I've had something to eat.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Before the vaccination.
Okay.
They also asked if you had any allergies.
Okay.
They also had an emergency center there, because I remember there was one of the people that came with the nation that fainted. So they rushed in and gave her some care.
Ooh.
They didn't ask for any money. It was properly done. I was really impressed. That was my first time in like 12 to 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a good deal. It was good.
Okay.
They told us about many things. Told us to come back. Told us not to rub it. Told us to take to a if you had any kind of fever. It was good. So I was really, really impressed.
All right. Okay, Shola.
Thank
you very much for calling and sharing. We've got Frank in Ojalaba. Hello, Frank.
Yeah, Auntie Sandra.
Good to have you on the show.
Good afternoon, ma.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm very well. Have you tried to get vaccinated?
No.
Okay.
Even if I will, I will join the last batch.
Okay. What do you think about the registration process?
That was why I called.
Okay.
Me, I have an Android phone. I have everything to do with. But what about the people that doesn't have such time? Because some cases, sometimes you be doing something delayed. Some people will say, I don't have Android phone. No, I don't have Android phone. How will I do
they will it? Have so a, they can have a friend that will help them. So even if you don't have, there must be somebody in your compound that has. You can go and beg that person to please help you.
That is for those of them. I just wanted to ask. But I know
that's what I'm saying. So I'm answering you because I know that they're listening to me as well. So if you don't have Android, there must be a neighbor or a friend, your neighbor in the market, your neighbor in the compound, your neighbor in the office, anybody somewhere. Beg them, please, can you help me and register for COVID? They will help you.
All right. But I hope it is not by fire, by force.
No. It's not by force. It's if you want to do it. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks for calling, Frank. 99.3. Hello.
Hello.
Good to have you on the show. What's your name?
Yes, Sandra.
Yes.
Good afternoon. This is my first time to call on your program.
I'm happy to have you here. Go ahead.
Yes. My name is Luke.
Hi, Luke.
Yes.
Can you turn your radio off for me?
Okay. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Hello? All right.
Yes. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Yes. I am living at the road.
Okay.
So I went to Obadere Health Center.
Mm-hmm.
So I got there after 7.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a lot of crowd there.
Okay.
The gate man gave me number 53.
Okay.
So I say, this is a whole deal.
Mm.
So a lady came out and said they are going to adjust all the numbers.
Okay.
And then he said those 70 plus stand this way.
Mm.
Those who are 60 plus stand this way.
Mm.
Thank God. I am 72.
Okay.
So I was there. So they gave me number 9.
Mm-hmm.
I'm vaccinated today.
Oh, so congratulations.
Honestly, it was so easy.
Okay.
And I thank God for it.
Okay. You and know, nobody asked for any bribe or anything of the sort, eh?
No, nothing, nothing, nothing. And they gave me that card you are talking about. They gave me that card.
Okay.
And then they asked us to come back. An appointment there.
In June, huh?
I don't think in June, something like that. Yeah.
Okay. How are you feeling?
It was beautiful.
How are you feeling?
Oh, fine.
Okay.
Since then, I've just been relaxing on the bed.
Okay. So you might get very hungry later, because with my husband, he got very hungry. He's been eating like, I don't know what fell inside his stomach. So you might find that you get very hungry after taking it. So you just be eating up and down, eating everywhere, you know. So that's for some people. For some other people, like me, it will give you a fever. It will make you very tired. Your body will just be scattered as if you have malaria. You may even be having nightmares from fever. That's what happened with me. For some other people, absolutely nothing. Like, not a single thing. I had some people that were calling me, say, Sandra, I didn't have any side effects. So are you sure my own is original? I said, yeah, some people. For everybody, it's different, you know. Patrick is in Obalende. He's a first-time caller as well. Hello, Patrick. Ah, Patrick, call back, okay? I'd love to hear from you. Our number for female callers is 01465-7190. 01465-7190. We're going to come back to the vaccines, but let me tell you that Mele Kiari says NNPC has been bearing the cost of keeping petrol at 162 naira. In essence, there is a subsidy, but Kiari, as NNPC MD, is saying that they cannot keep paying. Here are his exact words. Quote, our current consumption, evacuation from our depots, is about 60 million liters per day. We are selling at 162 naira per liter. Current market price is 234 naira, the actual market price today. The difference between the two, multiplied by 60 million times 30, will give you the real price per month. If you want the exact figures from our book, I do not have from this moment, but it's between 100 billion naira and 120 billion naira per month. We cannot continue to bear this, end quote. So those are the words of Mele Kiari. So we actually did the math on hard facts. And what it comes to is 129.6 billion naira per month. So basically 130 billion naira. That's how much NNPC is losing every month to keep petrol at 160. They're paying the full amount to the petrol producers abroad, but after bringing it here, they discount this 130 billion naira. And now Mele Kiari is saying that it's no longer sustainable. NNPC will keep the price at 160 for April, but going forward, they're saying that they need to let the market dictate the price. So they're going to spend April in talks with organized labor so that this can happen. Because remember that labor is opposed to deregulation because they say that the pump price will go too high and this will hurt the poorest Nigerians. But on the other hand, some analysts are saying that the cost of keeping the pump price low is hurting the poorest Nigerians more. 130 billion naira a month. That's 1.5 trillion naira a year. That's money that could have been budgeted for other things like education or healthcare or COVID vaccines or roads or railways. And we've heard a lot of economists say that petrol subsidies are actually more beneficial to the middle class and the rich. The fuel of the poor is kerosene, not petrol. Poor households spend a smaller percentage of their income on petrol than middle class households because they don't have cars. They're sharing rides on public transport. So there's a big debate about whether this is the best way for government to spend money in order to help the poor. And I want to know what you think. Where do you stand on that debate? What do you think about Kiari's statement that NNPC cannot afford to swallow the true price of petrol any longer? Like I said, 1.5 trillion a year. Now, we need to take a break. We'll come back and then I'll take your calls. Our number is 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. The number for our women callers is 01465-7190. 01465-7190. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. We're tweeting at Nigeria Info FM, Facebook Nigeria Info 99.3. Don't go away, Lagos.
More conversation, more talk, more right after this.
The big weekend.
All right, Lagos, let's keep talking. 30 minutes past three. Do you think that Kiari's statement that NNPC cannot afford to swallow the price, the true price of petrol any longer is accurate? What do you think about that comment? What do you think about the entire thing? Where do you stand on the debate that the subsidy is actually hurting poor people instead of helping poor people? That it's middle class and rich people that are enjoying subsidy, since poor people are using buses anyway. What do you think about that debate? What do you think about people who say that that 1.5 trillion naira a year is money that we could be spending on things like education, things like healthcare, things like roads, things like COVID vaccines? What do you think? Our number for female callers is 01465-7190. 01465-7190. Yes, you can still talk to me about vaccines. What do you think about Kia Biomi's claim that it's impossible to bribe your way at a vaccine center, at a health center? What do you think about the pre-registration process that he's put in place? Or the government really has put in place? 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Thanks for calling. What's your
name? Juliet Benitez.
Hi, Juliet.
Calling around more of the area.
Welcome.
I just wanted to make comment concerning Kiari's comment on the petroleum issue.
Mm-hmm.
The petrol price.
Right.
The money that they're going to save from subsidies is not going to go to the poor people either.
Okay.
Because with all the budget that we have in Nigeria, the poor people are not feeling it. Number two, why shouldn't the NNPC begin to do modular refineries? Ensure that there are refineries across the state and let each state take responsibility for their own consumption.
But Nigerians also don't want that, because remember, they just released 1.5 billion naira to rehabilitate the Port Harcourt refinery, and Nigerians are saying, that money could be used for better things.
No, rehabilitating those old ones are not the issue. Open up the downstream market to the private sector. Let people go into refining petroleum here.
I see what
the reality
mean.
Is that the importation of petroleum from abroad is the same Nigerians, majority of Nigerians that own those factories abroad, refinery abroad, they bring it in and sell it back to Nigerians. It's a racket that must be broken by the federal government. They know exactly what to do. We are tired of this statement and trying to make Nigerians bear the burden of irresponsibility of governance. They need to open up the downstream and let people buy petroleum at different rates of prices as they can afford.
Hmm.
After in America, you don't have one price for petrol.
Right.
We need to stop this hocus pocus. They've done it before. It's off, it's on, and the poor masses are getting nothing. There are no transportation anywhere. We are running a socialist state, and it doesn't work. Let there be free market. Let people become entrepreneurs in different aspects of life and make the economy function. Those in the north, I don't buy potatoes the same price with those in Plateau State. So we need to open up this thing and stop deceiving ourselves.
Okay. All right, Juliet, thank you very much. Passionate submission there. We've got Christopher and Ikoyi on the line. Christopher, how are you?
President Sandra, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome. Go ahead.
Thank you. The National Assembly asked them to come and explain about how many trillion, 4 trillion, right?
Right.
Ibe Kachuku, when he came in, they increased the something for 145. They said, for 6 months, we're going to fix all the 4 refineries. The guy spent almost 5 years and he left. With all his professionalism in petroleum, Ibe Kachuku cannot fix it. Then this Kiari telling us they want to remove whatever
subsidy
from April.
Mm.
Like I've been saying, Ayuba Nwaba. I hear some people rubbishing Ayuba Nwaba, the group from Tanka, whatever, from Port Harcourt.
Okay.
That man, he has tried. So as far Nigerians are taking side with this government, whatever they give to us, let's absorb it. So Ayuba Nwaba, when Nigerians are ready, we will fight back. I bought 4,000 naira on Saturday.
Okay.
In less than 25 liters. 4,000. President Sandra.
Hmm.
We are the only country producing oil, producing country that is importing fuel. And Kiari is happy to tell me that from April they won't be able to pay. Yeah, let them give us whatever they give. If only talk off. Thank you.
Christopher, thank you very much for calling. I don't know if we're the only country that imports fuel. I have to look that up. We've got Peter in Shomolo on the line. Peter, welcome.
Thank you very much, Sandra. How are you?
Long time.
Yeah, I was enjoying you when you told us about your vaccine, how you were feeling. And today you are telling us about people that are eating and eating. And I think somehow you have one of them. Sandra, thank you very much for all the updates on everything. I want to say that for me, if I were a member of the government functionary, I would have been ashamed by now
to talk about landing cost of the petroleum.
Okay.
Sandra, we take oil from our soil. We move that soil, how many years now, right from when the soil was discovered, and then we bring it back. And we are told that there are other byproducts of this crude oil. I want to suggest to NNPC, as I don't want to talk too much, that since it is not only the PMS that come out of crude oil, can they do us a favor by selling other products that come along with it and then use that money to continue to, for me, pay whatever they call it, whether subsidy or what. Increasing the fuel pump price again. For me, I may not distance trying to recoup money for 2023 election. I may not distance it from that exercise. So the long and short of what I'm saying this afternoon is that we have been hearing this. They talk about Port Harcourt refinery. They want to put one point something. Nigerians are crying. Refineries we are talking about are like dead horses. No type of whip or that you will use in whipping it that will make it to rise up. Dead horses don't rise up no matter how you beat them. Those refineries will not rise up no matter how much they pump into it. They should not waste that money. Sell other products, put the money. Let the masses say tomorrow at least the government did this for us. What are we gaining from? No light. If we have light, then you leave the fuel for motorists. But now you buy it for generator, you buy it for everything, and they want to kill us. What is their problem?
Peter,
thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. The problem with the other products is that we don't produce any of those other refined products in quantities. We don't do that either, you know? And we also import diesel and kerosene. And there's no subsidy on kerosene and diesel, but nobody's talking about those, you know? So it is quite the dicey thing. We've got Prince YS on the line. Prince YS, welcome.
How are you, President Sandra?
I'm very well. Good to have you on the show.
Thank you, my dear.
Turn the radio down, Prince. You know better now.
I know that. I'm very sorry for our president. Is it okay now?
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
Thank you. You see, this time around, it's not possible for our government to refurbish our refinery.
Okay.
It's not time for our government to build new refinery.
Okay.
We have to clear the road for a private body to come soon. Whether to where you're talking of for importation, NNPC is not regulating because they are the ones that are importing the fuel to the country. They are the ones that sell the food outside Nigeria. And when you talk about subsidy, it will continue. Why am I saying this? The moment you're in international market, the cook has a rise up. The one we import from abroad must rise too. So when we say subsidy removal, only the best thing to do if a federal government to wait for private body. I think Dangote is coming on board. Last month or 2 months ago, they opened this ordinary refinery in the Abia State. And we in Nigeria, we are part of the problem. Could you believe, Sandra, where Papa Obasanjo want to live? He gives 18 licenses to Nigeria. How many of them build the refinery?
Well, Yar'Adua reversed it now.
What is it?
Yar'Adua reversed the sale.
No.
License. Okay.
The one we have, the Obasanjo just sold it, Yar'Adua refinery. This is a mistake by Yar'Adua. But they give license to private body, 18 of them.
Right.
None of them build refinery. So for me, if Dangote can take up and build that own refinery here in Southwest. And they told us that you can serve Nigeria, serve part of Africa. I think we should wait for the Dangote refinery and other modernary to come on board. But for free government to earmark 1.5 billion to refurbish a Port Harcourt refinery, I'm telling you, the billion they spent before, you will see any result? The answer is no
result. All right, Prince. Yes, thank you very much for calling. Now, of course, you have to remember that private refineries need, even if they'd started, they would have had to compete with subsidized petrol, and nobody wants to compete with subsidy. Like you can't compete really. But hey, let me bring you another story that broke over the weekend. Wike, Burna Boy, and Money. Burna Boy just won the Grammy for World Album of the Year. We shouted him out here on Hard Facts. And this weekend, he went home to Rivers State. Big welcome at the airport. If you're watching on Facebook right now, you're seeing the photographs of you know, the things that happened while he was in Port Harcourt. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. Big welcome, parade through the streets, and top it all, there was homecoming concert. Burna Boy performed, other artists performed. Governor Nyesom Wike attended, and he thanked the artists who performed. He thanked them, and he decided that he was going to be a bit generous.
That it's a river state that also produced the most beautiful girl in the world, Abadi Denigo. River State have been blessed with talents and beauty. We are going to bestow on our son the second highest award in the state, as recognized by law. We are awarding him DSSRS, Distinguished Service Star of River State. I'm not coming here today for politics. When the time for politics comes, of course, you know I'm equal to the tax. Nobody can challenge us in this state.
Nobody gets in moral like you, Wike.
Don't be worried. Whether any of you who came here or not, I know you like Burna Boy. You may not like it, don't worry, when the time comes for this. Because you know, at the end of the day, I will defeat them. So, those of you who have come to play, whatever you have agreed with the Minister of Culture and Tourism is not my business. But all of you that have come today, the Rivers people, and the Niger that would have come to play today, to show the talent you have, I'm very proud of you. All of you, will go home with 10 million naira each.
And the crowd went wild. 10 million naira each. And this has caused quite a stir on social media. Some people are praising the governor. They're calling this a clear sign that he supports the performance arts, the creative industry. Others are saying supporting performance art is good, but this is not the way. Instead, he should use that money to put programs in place that can help and support and nurture other musicians. Others are saying the governor has no business dashing out money, period. First of all, they're asking, was that money budgeted for? Because people are assuming that this is government money. Because if it is Wike's private money, there are other questions that will be asked. For example, where did he get the money from? And if he has declared assets that can account for 100 million naira, have we seen it? So people are deciding to assume that this is government money. The critics are asking if this money was budgeted for. If this money was not budgeted for, how is it legal for a governor to spend money not captured in the budget? And then there's another question I've been seeing on the timeline, on social media. Apparently, the Rivers State government is owing retired teachers their gratuity since 2015. So lots of Rivers residents are asking the governor, how come there is money to give musicians 10 million naira each because they sang well on one night? Some of them singing DJ track too. But there's not enough money to pay off retirees who served the state for decades. Now, of course, some other people are saying that people are too serious. I beg. People need to relax. People need to allow the governor to celebrate these artists. It's not every day that people win Grammy. This is Nigeria's first Grammy. Relax. Allow these people to enjoy their favor. So these are all the arguments. Where do you stand, Lagos? 0700-993-993-993. That's for the men. For women, 01-465-7190. 01-465-7190. For women, 01-465-7190. Did Governor Wike do the right thing by paying or promising to pay 10 million naira each to singers at the Burna Boy homecoming? WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. 080-959-75805. Hello, thank you for calling us. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. 99.3.
Hello, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
Olumuyiwa. I'm calling from my job.
Welcome. Go ahead.
On weekday, I don't want to say much concerning him.
Okay.
But the citizens deserve the kind of leader that is leading or ruling them.
Okay.
Let me sort that one.
Okay.
But on the Fuegogon, that is what I wanted to discuss.
Uh-huh.
Who introduced subsidy? The regime of Babangida. And for what purpose? My father is a farmer. And we want to eat pandan yam. But we don't have mortar. My father now said, okay, our neighbor that has mortar, he will sell pandan yam for you 30 naira. But you cannot pay. So I'll be paying 20 naira. So you'll be paying 30 naira until I buy mortar. That is the purpose. But now they are paying subsidy for who? They don't have name. And you refuse to give us refinery. I say you are our government. And it's not just about fuel. Do you know what refinery will give us? It will give us diesel. It will give us grease. It will give us tinner. It will give us brake oil. It will give us so many things. So many things.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Lumiwa. Thank you very much for calling. Okori is in Mushin. Hello, Okori.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Corey. Welcome.
Celebrating the artist is not bad, but at least we have to consider the gratuity of those people that have worked, gave their service to the state. This is misplacement of priorities, you ask me. It's not fair. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you very much for calling. Let's go to WhatsApp, where this person doesn't leave their name, but says, the way it is now, until the executive and the assemblies at all government level reduce their pay, do our roads, improve power and healthcare, they must continue to pay the subsidy. If that is all the low-income Nigerians can enjoy, there's no transparency and trust is no longer in our polity. Each time prices have been increased with promises that are not delivered, refinery maintenance expenses that didn't yield any refined products, who is fooling who? Let them keep paying subsidy. All right, that's on WhatsApp. Also on WhatsApp, Ebenezer says, I pre-registered on Thursday. The only thing I was given was a generated vaccination ID immediately. I'm yet to get an SMS or email for my appointment date or time. I don't know if I should proceed to the center with the vaccination ID any day. Well, if it's been 48 hours since you registered and you are in the category, remember the list I shared earlier on? If you are in that category, then yes, go to the center where you registered and get vaccinated. Sandra, frankly speaking, there is no public health institution in Ijegamo. Okay. Unfortunately, I can't see that message anymore. Oh, here it is. There's no public health institution in Ijegamo community. As a result, health workers came here on a door-to-door basis in the last 2 weeks for COVID-19 vaccination, but they were resisted on the account that inhabitants of Ijegamo have never been in the heart of Lagos State government before this time. Why now? We've not been considered for road, hospitals, or any good thing of life, even in the time of palliative. Hence, the sincerity on vaccination is doubtful. On Abayomi's claim, if he knows one thing, he may not know the other. Thank God he did not completely doubt possibility of underhand dealings. For Kyari, let them do whatever they like until they do the needful by refurbishing the refineries. The round tipping will continue. That's a message from Tony Anele in Ijegamo. There's no health center in Ijegamo? That is so sad. We've got another person here, Ike from Shango, who says, Mwike promised 100 million to artists. It's audio money. Okay. Another message here. Not one, not 2 million. 10 million for each of the musicians. How crazy, man? Ifani says. Ifani, thanks for your message. Adeshino says, Nweke giving Burna Boy and others 10 million naira each is confirmation of the kind of mentality our leaders have. Using money to buy people's minds. Meanwhile, his state doctors are part of those who are preparing for strike. Retirees are owed. How is this posing to solve Nigeria raging problems in any way? All right. Also on WhatsApp, Madam Ezekwesili, I took my vaccine on the 18th of March. I work in a military hospital on the island as a health admin. I realized I was taking a big risk back then. I summoned the courage to take it. To make it worse, I took my breastfeeding wife with me. Afterwards, we both felt feverish for 2 days, and my baby weirdly has generalized pus like mosquito bites on her face and limbs for 3 days. On the corruption, it's very easy to go around. Why? Because no one will be punished as always. My matron brought someone who sat, got clerked, got recorded on the app, and didn't take the vaccine. The environmental officer of the hospital who is injecting the vaccine promised a state official that the vaccine will be administered later. But alas, a vial was destroyed to tally with the woman. It means she avoided the vaccine but got the card. Oh my God. To suggest a solution, the registration online ought to have been designed such that at the point of registration, the website or portal should generate an OTP and schedule date and venue. That OTP will then be used during app capturing to equate what was registered and what is being verbally said for the QR card. Then those who have cases of fraud henceforth should be punished and recorded on their civil servant profile. No officer likes bad spots on their records, though. Oh my God, Peter Yorinde is claiming here. Did you hear that? Did you hear what Peter is claiming here? This is something that I'm going to need to look into because my God. My mind can't even begin to wrap around this information. Wow. 99.3, hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, what's your name?
President Sandra, this is Comrade Solomon.
Welcome, Comrade Solomon.
I want to comment on a weakest issue.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, for those who are monitoring his activities,
mm-hmm.
Wike, I look at him as a power drunk problem.
Okay.
The way he talks on telly, he speaks tough anytime, at least he fights every day.
Mm.
Now, the retirees are not paid. But I remember he paid, he gave the Sokoto State Governor $500 million for compensating them for the market ifeno, if you remember.
Mm-hmm.
Then now, $10 million each for
artists.
Artists.
Mm-hmm.
Please, for God's sake. You see, the other time, Tony Blair, Prime Minister of Britain.
Mm-hmm.
Said Nigerians are fantastically corrupt. You see, we are not only corrupt in financial issues only, but sometimes we are mentally corrupt. Mentally. Because look at what is happening every day. We wake up, we never hear good news. What we hear makes us sick. No, it is good to give to those who are trying, to encourage them.
Mm-hmm.
But for God's sake, if you have used this money to build, where the upcoming artists can go and learn, look at the schools.
Thank you very much for calling, Comrade Solomon. We need to take a break, unfortunately, but don't go away. We'll continue after the break.